June Michaels started Sonoma Food Runners with a simple, basic idea.
Taking food from events or farmers or whoever's got the extra food and giving it to charity immediately. No storage, no refrigeration, because it's delivered immediately.
But she soon encountered a problem.
One of the challenges I had was, like, where are the closest nonprofits to where I'm picking up food? There isn't any directory of all of the places that has the hours and what type of foods. So I was frustrated, and I kept asking, and I couldn't find anybody who had the list. So I started talking about a map.
It didn't take long for that concern to come to the attention of Nick Papadopoulos. He's the co-founder of Crop Mobster, the online community exchange that has enabled widespread produce sharing through social media. Together, they're developing a new digital platform to facilitate the redistribution of food that would otherwise go to waste. It's the map that June had wanted, and then some.
Right now, tons and tons of food are going to waste. I think in Sonoma County, it's 60 to 80,000 tons a year to the dump. How crazy is that? Imagine if 30% of all iPhones produced in the world ended up getting landfilled immediately without being productively used. Well, that's what's happening in our food system. While a lot of folks are focusing on food waste and hunger relief and a lot of good work is being done, there's still too much food wasted in our communities. A lot of the solutions are out there, but some aren't. And one of them is creating a simple way for anyone in the food recovery movement to put themselves on the map. So if you're a hunger reliever, right now a lot of folks can't find you, a nonprofit food bank, a gleaning organization. If you're a farm whose animals can be fed by food waste or you can take food scraps, we don't know you exist. So what June and I and our team are building together is an interactive mapping tool that allows anyone who can accept surplus or excess food, put it to good use so it doesn't go to the dump. We're fired up about it, and the website is recoverfood.org.
At that site right now, you'll find an outline of their concept and a way to sign up for notification when the project is up and running, which Papadopoulos says should be by early this summer. Once the site is live and working, he expects it could grow quickly and be replicated elsewhere.
We want to start simple to make sure it works, and then we want to grow. So we're going to start with a Sonoma County pilot project, and then once we are able to make sure it's working and serving the community needs, and then we're going to listen, we're going to see the impact, and then we're going to gather more partners and grow from there.
June Michaels can hardly wait.
I am just so overwhelmed with excitement. We live in an abundant area with just so much food, and there's hungry people. That's absolutely ridiculous. It's almost a sin. If there could be a new category for sins, this would be one of them. So I am so happy that people are coming together, the local governments and businesses. We can feed the people. It's just called sharing.
But in the meantime, Nick offers this appeal.
June is borrowing vehicles and renting vehicles, and her car's too small. We're on the hunt for someone to donate or lease a van to Sonoma Food Runners. She really needs it, and we know just that one piece right there will double or triple her ability to create affordable nutrition to folks who need it and prevent food from going to waste. So let's get a van for June and Sonoma Food Runners.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.